we're just glad to be here today. We got some sun, and this is the greatest thing to be down here. We're starting this parade off with our Joliet Fire Department and our Honor Guards right behind.
I think Mel will just let them pass, then we'll talk.
All right.
Here we have the Joliet Honor Guard for the fire department.
We have the Joliet Shrine Club. Shriners Club is an associate of the Medina Shriners and a proud supporter of Shriners Hospital for Children and Wish Upon a Star Foundation of Joliet. Please visit our Facebook page, Joliet Shriner Club. Don, the Shriners been in for all these years, 25.
Yeah, they have. Oh, it's great to have them.
And we have Rockdale Fire Protection District, followed close by Rendles.
Get the Will County Sheriff's Department here, thanks to Sheriff Kelly getting in.
And then right behind that, wouldn't that be Ed Kraske? Oh my goodness, he's been in the parade for years, Don. Isn't that beautiful? A Torino? Love that. Love that cream color.
I got a ticket in one of those.
Ed's waving.
My roommate had a Torino, and I got a speeding ticket driving that thing.
New this year, we have the Joliet Magic Soccer Club. They're in the parade.
Yeah, we provide recreational and competitive soccer programs for kids from the ages of 6 to high school. And this is new in the parade this year, bringing the kids out.
And they're showing off some of their skills, that juggling, fancy footwork.
Just
nice crowd.
A little bit better than mine. Well, I tell you, Millie, I can hear Steve Murphy a block and a half away with that Mustang Cobra.
Oh, yeah, light it up.
All these kids throwing candy.
Wow, I can't believe they have a nice following in their soccer club. That's awesome. Hopefully we won't get hit too hard with the candy this year, Don.
That's the Joliet Magic Soccer Club.
Oh, there it is. We heard it. Light it up.
This is the only time that OB is allowed to do this. Once a year.
Otherwise, he'd need new tires.
It's a beautiful car.
So we're
it's a limited edition a Cobra that he has. I forget what year that Obi has or what it is. But I've driven it. And our good friend, 240, Gordy Bonnet.
Yep.
Top fuel funny car driver. Gordy took that out for a spin.
And he was helping
that Kosak black tie on there.
St. Joseph's Catholic Church coming on down next, and they have their own nice little display on the back of their truck there.
The historic St. Joseph Catholic Church, located on the north end of Joliet City Center, is celebrating its 125th anniversary. On May the 15th of this year, St. Joseph Church was established in 1891 to serve the growing Sylvanian immigrant community. We invite you to worship with us. Visit their website at www.stjosephjoliet.org. Wishing you a joyous and blessed Easter. 125 years.
Wow.
Younger than me.
And following up behind them is Joliet Heating and Air Conditioning Incorporated. That's Andy Haniotis. The Haniotis family has been serving the people of Joliet for 102 years, since 1914. And this is the antique car, the 1918 Ford Model T.
Right behind them, Mill, is Advanced Family Dental and Orthodontics. Advanced Family Dental Orthodontics is a full-service general dentistry and orthodontic practice treating both children and adults. Located in Joliet, Crest Hill, Plainfield, Lockport, Romeoville, Sherwood. You only have one set of teeth, so let's take care of them together. For more information, visit www.advancedfamilydental.com. And every time I say them, I get a toothache.
Wow, Don, the Slammers are back in action. Opening day is Tuesday, May 17th,
woo-hoo,
against the Washington Wild Thing. It's $2 Tuesday. Very cool. Joliet Slammers,
and
go.
How many times, Millie, have we been there?
Many. We got the Midwest Karate following very closely behind. That's through the Joliet Park District.
Yeah, the Joliet Karate School has been affiliated with the Joliet Park District community for many years. We offer beginner to advanced karate lessons. We also compete at and host karate tournaments. Registration for classes is held at the Joliet Park District. And I don't want to mess with them.
That's for sure.
Nor you.
So we got a nice little break in between here, Don, before a Bree Credit Union comes down, and so maybe we want to just start talking a little bit about some of the things going on with Wish Upon a Star.
Sure. Let her go.
All right. Well, on April 10th, that's a Sunday, we have the Tiny Tigers Fun Fair. That's going to be held at Joliet West High School from 3 to 6. It's a great event. It's a free admission. There's going to be a lot of fun games going on for kids, activities, arts and crafts, attractions, food, silent auction, and more. So that's kind of a nice opportunity for us this year to be involved with that. The Joliet
and that's
West.
That's my old alma mater.
Yeah,
too. I'm a Tiger.
And you know what? The Joliet West National Honor Society. That group of kids, Bob and I went to a meeting there, and we were working with them, and we're looking forward to this. This is not their first year putting that on, but it sounds like it's a great event. They're just hoping to bring more back to the community, and they started branching out and making this an event that they could give back to the community, as well as supporting. They also have a student that they support through the proceeds when people come and play some of the games and
everybody
so forth.
Everybody wins all the way around.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about a Bree, Don. All right, and so we have the Bree Credit Union. They are a not-for-profit financial cooperative owned by its members, open to the community, and it has branches in Joliet, Romeoville, Frankfort, Plainfield, Woodridge, and a student-run student-run branches in Joliet Township High Schools. ABRI Credit Union is one of the largest credit unions in the state of Illinois, with over $300 million in assets, serving more than 25,000 members from 9 branches. And ABRI's been in our parade for many years.
And we thank them. And behind them is CNR Towing and Recovery. CNR Towing and Recovery serving Joliet since 1930 with 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. CNR Towing.
And that's a nice little on the side there with their logo. Look at that.
Call 815-726-5471. Or go to www.crtowing.com.
We have the American Veterans Motorcycle Riders Association, an association dedicated to the betterment of veterans. Our efforts help those currently serving and those who have served in the past. Over the last 6 years, AVMRA 11 has helped local veterans and their families. If you wish to become a member, you do not need to own a motorcycle, nor do you need to be a veteran. We have several levels of membership, including junior membership program for children of all ages. Open meetings are held the second Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. at Stone City VFW. For more information, visit www.avmra11.org.
And you met that big dog, right?
Oh, those dogs are beautiful. Love them. And that's only a puppy, 10-month-old puppy.
The American Veterans. Chapter 11. So thank those folks for getting in. Somebody's riding in a little wagon here. I can see the ears.
I'm sure right. Glad the sun is out right now. It's making the afternoon so much nicer.
Beautiful. And right behind them, we have Milano Bakery. Having just celebrated their 100th anniversary in 2015, Milano has the best buns in town, which we all know.
Absolutely.
We offer wholesale and retail bread, breakfasts, pastries, as well as wedding and birthday cakes. Located in downtown Joliet, you can grab your morning coffee and donuts. Everyone loves a little Italian, and I know Mario and Baron B and Daddy.
I just tried some excellent jalapeno bread from them. Oh, it was wonderful.
Right? I know you pick it up with Joel, Joel and some of the other grocers around here. Now, it's always great when they throw the bread out of this truck.
Get ready because we might get slugged with, a six-pack of buns or who knows. It could be the loaf of Italian bread. You never know, Don.
They have the right logo, the best buns in town. Matter of fact, Millie, our first Wishmobile was donated. It was an old bread truck that Milano's.
There he is, Gary.
Was our first Wish truck.
Down and real close, right behind him is Rich Etten. That's a 1931 Model A Ford pickup. Love it, Rich. He's been in the parade for years. Good to see Rich again. And we're going right down to Karen's Pet Grooming, Don. Oh, wow. Whoa. It's a full-service pet grooming salon for all breeds of dogs and cats. We have a large boarding facility and doggy daycare. Also act as an adoption center with pets for adoption and local pickups. See us at karenspetgrooming.net. And you know I'm a proud owner of a Lab Boxer Mix. Her name is Stella, so I'm back in the doggy scene again, so I need some daycare. Love it.
Send that dog back to school.
That little dog with the red on it, that's kind of what Stella looks like. She has white paws in the back, though.
It's always great having Karen's, and Karen's has been to parade probably, 15 years or so.
Absolutely. Look how cute they are.
I mean, this is our 25th anniversary. Millie was 10 years old when she started working with
Thank
me.
Thank you, Don. Hey, look who's coming up.
Oh, we don't want to look at this
oh,
guy.
Oh, no.
Double
look out.
J's Sports Bar and Jerry's Dogs and Fries at 1001 Essington Road. Jeff Reed, one of the absolute most giving people, along with Terry Darcy, and that gives back to the community. He's got a wonderful sports bar. And starting Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to be up on top of the roof.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
For a week or so.
Rooftop revisited.
Jeff Reed's a wonderful guy. He's got a wonderful business. Has a beautiful patio outside. He's expanding the inside of the bar.
I think that's Jim Hedke in there with him, huh?
Jimmy Hedke, he's over there helping him out at the bar, expanding it. It's a beautiful place. It's clean. It's personable.
Well, we're looking forward to that new Jerry's Dogs and Fries. That'll be a nice addition, as well as all the other fun things that Jeff does.
Yep, Jeff's opening
weekend.
Up Jerry's Dog and Fries after his mother. She always wanted to open a hot dog stand, so he's going to open up in mom's honor. She raised him right.
Don, and right behind that is Sunny Hill Nursing Home of Will County. Sunny Hill Nursing Home of Will County is a skilled intermediate long-term care facility providing physical, occupational, and speech therapy round-the-clock care and recreational activities for residents. As an area leader providing resident-centered care for 45 years, Sunny Hill wants to thank the community for its support. The bus is in the parade and is a familiar sight on the streets, and has been in the parades, both the Christmas parade and the Easter parade, for years. Sunny Hill Nursing Home. Love that. They have it all decked out.
It's a wonderful place. Yeah, we'd like to, you know, I can't wait to, like I said, I'm going to go up on the roof of Double J Sports Bar at 1001 Essington Road, 7 o'clock on a Friday night, May 27th. And I'll be up there for a week or more, sleeping, get my little camper up there and everything. And
isn't Gander Mountain going to help out with that, Don?
I believe they are. I believe Gander Mountain is going to be a sponsor. And I'm sure I'll have quite a few visitors coming up there, but I'm looking forward. We haven't done it in probably 15 years. We did it at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking forward.
We did it on top of the Marathon.
Did it at the Marathon gas station. And I can't wait to do it again. It's been so long to do it again up there when it's really hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
So what we'll have going on down on the ground is we'll have people bringing in donations. We'll have the bucket dropped over the side, and then we'll, you know, ring the bell.
We're going to have raffles.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All kinds of things.
Don, it looks like Rendell's is next. Oh, the flatbed that we're sitting on right now is from Rendell's.
Yep. Pat Paulson and them do a great job, and they have a wonderful body shop over there. And if you need anything fixed or repaired, it's wonderful people to work with.
And
it's a family owned, and they've been in town for probably, I'm going to guess, 70 years they've been in Joliet.
Just give them a call at 815-740-4545. That's an easy number to remember, because that's your age, Don.
That's 45. Right. That's exactly right. That's right.
Following close behind is St. Patrick's Church, Right to Life. The Right to Life group consists of young adults in the Joliet area who represent life at all stages. And it's very fitting with this time of the year and everybody coming out with their messages. We enjoy having all the church groups coming in, especially St. Patrick's Church. And they've been in this parade for several years.
I think they've been at Millie every year that we, the past 25 years they've been in it.
Well, I think I've only been doing this for about 18 years. But.
Great music.
And we have the telecab taxi. Oh, sorry, I'm looking down there. David Nelson's next. Woo! Look at that.
David Nelson, one of our board members from David Nelson Jewelers. Got Sheena in there driving that car. I think she might have stole that car from Davey.
Well, Davey. I guess I didn't think the telecab taxi had such a nice service as that.
Davey's been on our board for 37 years. Right behind him is Glenn Davis, who owns AbSec Printing. He's also one of our board members for the past 37 years. And I don't know, the thing still runs. One more thing, Mill, and we'll talk about this at the end. So, starting next month, we're going to have the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, yeah, that's a great raffle event.
Raffle starting at Double J's. And we'll have the drawing on every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and these pots get up to $300,000 to $400,000.
Should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a great, great time. Instead of buying a lottery ticket, because you know it's not going to the schools.
That's right.
When you buy them, you know that. This money goes to Wish Upon a Star. You win half the pot. It's the Queen of Hearts, and we're going to start that next month at Double J Sports Bar. I'm looking forward to having that there with the owner, Jeff Reed.
And anybody's interested, the bartenders will be selling the tickets, and they'll cost $6 for $5. Or $26 for $20.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to be a great...
There's a winner every week.
Yep, winner every week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have more information coming out on that very soon. Looks like it's Morningstar Mission next on. Morningstar Mission Ministries, as a non-denominational organization serving Will County for 106 years, Morningstar Missions is dedicated to relieving the spiritual and physical hunger of the poor. We do this by providing food for the hungry, clothing for the needy, shelter for the homeless, and the gospel of Jesus Christ for all. Morningstar Missions.
Super job that they do in the community.
Absolutely, and I know when I listen to WJOL and they do their drive, it's always great to hear how much money our community's raising for Morningstar Mission, and we hope that continues because they service many needs, and it's just great to know that we can count on them.
I'd like to thank the IBEW, Local 176, also for sponsoring the parade this year. They've done it many, many, many a year here, and our local unions in the area that support the foundation. And
oh, and Don, one of my very most favorite wishes that we granted was when we had Eugene's wish, and he wanted that woodworking shed.
Oh.
And we had the electricians come out. We had everybody
carpenters,
there.
And
the carpenters, everybody. It was amazing.
All donated their time. They've done it a couple times for us.
Absolutely.
Did the shed at Christmas. Home Depot.
So, Don, our only band this year is the Joliet American Legion Band. As everyone can hear, great music.
It's all volunteer band, award-winning, and a non-profit organization dedicated to providing an excellent musical experience for Atlanta since 1946. And they've won hundreds of awards across the nation.
love the Battle Hymn.
Is that great or not?
Battle Hymn of the Republic. Don, Joliet Ravens youth football and cheer right behind them. The Joliet Ravens are a premier youth football and cheer program in Joliet for boys and girls ages 5 to 14. We are a proud member of the Chicagoland United Youth Football League and are nationally recognized. For more information, go to JolietRavens.com.
Great organization for youth to get out there and play a little football. My son's played in it. Booter played in it. He played in it probably 6-7 years he played.
Long time.
It's a great organization. Boy, Millie, you know, right behind them is our favorite. These guys are nuts. And the Joliet Mud Turtles are a nonprofit club that has been around since the mid-70s. We are a family-oriented club with members from all corners of Will County. We have club outings that range from four-wheeling at the Badlands in Indiana and the Cliffs of Marcellus to our winter bowling outing. Our meetings are on Wednesdays, the first Wednesdays of the month, at Cimino's on Essington Road. They're open to anyone or any people with Jeeps, trucks, or ATVs.
Oh, it's a good
and
time.
They have been in this. They're a great group of people. What an organization.
I love when they come all muddied up, you know. Don't clean it up. Just come all muddied up. It's awesome. And look at those bunny ears. They have a lot of fun. That's for sure.
Great, great organization. And they've been in our parade, Millie, for many, many a year also. So if you want to go a little mudding,
go with the Joliet Mudders.
Joliet Mud Turtles.
Need a little mud on the tire. Don't say it's a good night. It's something.
I know that.
And right behind them, we have our good friends at Rendles.
Is that Trevor Martin driving?
Trevor's in one of those.
I think so.
They brought out the beast this year.
And it's cleaned up and looking fine.
That thing's looking very nice. That'll lift a few cars, semis. That's a beauty right there, I'm telling you.
Like I said before, Don, it's easy to remember their phone number because it's your age.
That's right.
815-740-4545.
4545. About 45 years ago.
Boy, Corvettes Unlimited, Don. Oh, look at that. Corvettes Unlimited Corvette Club will host their 40th annual Corvette Show and GM Parts Swap on Sunday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. indoor at Hawk Chevrolet, 2001 Hawk. West Jefferson Street
and
in Joliet.
If you don't know where it's at, it's the old Bill Jacobs. Chevy, Cadillac over there. They have several different dealerships. Hawk Auto, thanks for getting the parade this year. Look at that vet.
Ooh. We love it. Oh, it's just beautiful. You know, I never thought I liked red until I'm just looking at this car here now.
Duffy Blackburn, Will County Auditor. Duffy Blackburn, great guy. Does a great job for our county.
And we have Daryl and Barb Schneider. It's a 1926 Ford Model T and a 1931 Ford. Look at that.
That's what you and Shep were married in. Where you are? Wasn't that was the...
Something like that.
Position or something. Look at the dog in the middle.
Look at that. Dog's all dressed up, too. Oh, and they snuck another one in. That's all good, though. The more, the merrier.
Yeah. I don't know what year it is, but it's nice looking.
I'm not up on my cars on that one.
Telling you.
Don, we have a St. Joseph Academy which provides a Montessori education for preschool and kindergarten children and an individualized education for first through ninth grade students. We are located at 310 North Ottawa Street. So you can visit their website and find out more about St. Joseph's Academy. They've been in the parade for years, Don.
Yeah, they have.
We can always count on them.
We have Senator Pat McGuire out here passing out candy. God love Pat. Great guy. I tell you what, he's a good senator. I like him.
Absolutely.
Pat's a good guy. Although we don't agree on things, he's still a good guy. Senator Pat McGuire. All right, Pat, let's get the state budget going. Get it fixed. You got the answers.
Well, it looks like we have a nice...
It's dark.
Darcy, huh?
It's a Darcy GMC. It's a beauty. You know, Terry Darcy does a fantastic job with our community.
Absolutely. And, of course, working with St. Joseph Academy today, that's excellent.
Yep.
Happy Easter!
Thanks to Terry. And that's a beautiful truck. And, you know, I don't remember the church's name that we granted a wish that we sent him to Europe to be blessed by the Pope. Mm-hmm. Was from St. Joe's Academy.
And that was Erica's yes. wish.
Her wish was to be blessed by the Pope, and by golly,
it certainly happened.
We sent him over there, and was it Pope George?
I'm not sure about that, Don, but all that I'm worried about is because that Wishmobile's coming up right now, and that means that there could be a serious candy pelting coming up very soon.
That's right, and I forgot my hard hat, Mel. After 25 years, you'd think you'd know that you need protection when that thing comes by.
Don, we have a lot of board members out today. We want to thank our president, Bob Beto. We have Dave Mihalik out, George Kosak, Caroline Peters, Lauren Ferry, Tom Grotowski, Stacy Stanek, Jim Richards, Jim Richards Jr., and a host of volunteers. Pat Blatty also is on our board. I do think Obi just showed up on the float. It's not fair that we're going to get pelted. I'm going to take one fast shot before George Kosak hits us really hard.
There's the rabbit. There's the rabbit.
These guys are nice.
We want to thank Jim Richards for the sound system and for commentating up there. And oh boy, that was rough, huh? Well, Don, that brings us to the end of the 25th annual Easter Parade. We survived. Nobody put an eye out.
Exactly.
Oh, they love us. We got to thank a few people, right, Don?
You betcha. The Joliet Police Department, we'd like to thank them. All the street department employees come out here to... I think these guys sweep this candy up and take it home.
They should.
Because there's a lot of it.
And, like, of course, we want to thank JCTV. Dick Schuster, he's the producer. He's been here how many years? We have John Garrick and on camera. And we had Saul Garcia, technical director this year, and Ward Ambrose on a camera. Thank you guys so much. Don, I think we just about hit everybody there, huh? Just about it for this year.
I just want to remind everybody, May 27th, I'm going to be up on the rooftop at Double J Sports Bar, 7 o'clock on a Friday night. I'll be up there for a week or two, having a great time. And
I want to remind everybody to visit our webpage at www.wishchild.com. We'll have a list of all our events, our upcoming events. April 10th is our next soonest event with the Tiny Tigers Fair Fun Fair at Joliet West High School, followed by Don on the Rooftop, followed by the Queen of Hearts, or somewhere in there the Queen of Hearts will be starting, and we'll even have a golf outing this year, probably sometime.
June or July, and on behalf of my sidekick here, Millie Shepik, myself, Don West, would like to say thank you for being a support for Wish Upon a Star, and we will see you next year. And so long, everybody.
And happy Easter to all.